Christianity is about facts. When we open the Bible and when we read in the Gospels the life of Jesus Christ, when we read about his birth, when we read about his teaching and about his miracles, when we read about how he went to Jerusalem and died on a cross, we are reading history. Historically verifiable accounts, eyewitness accounts, corroborated, carefully researched by the gospel writers, we're reading facts. And there is one fact, above all other facts, that you can trust your whole life to, your whole future to, for this life, for death, and for what lies beyond death. It's the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. The accounts that we read in the Gospels are historical records of people meeting Jesus after he rose from the dead. So let's read the encounter which a woman called Mary Magdalene had with Jesus Christ, and it's recorded for us in John's Gospel and in chapter 20. So I'm going to read this section from John 20. I'm reading from the NIV. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, that's a code name for John, and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb. We don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood outside the tomb crying. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said. "I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." Isn't that wonderful? You just love that. That's one of the most amazing sound bites anywhere in the Bible. Just that where Jesus says her name, Mary. And she turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic. That was the language that was widely spoken in Palestine at that time. "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I've not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I've seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Isn't that phenomenal? And as those of you who have been Christians for a number of years will know that story and you'll think you know it off by heart. Well, I can assure you there's a lot in it that perhaps you hadn't thought of.